Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with East Central Iowa Council of Governments, or ECCOG, Executive Director Doug Elliott about a grant that the City of Brighton received from the Iowa Economic Development Authority.
With the Iowa Economic Development Authority, they awarded a community development block grant. Well, that program, they gave a grant to the City of Brighton, which is south of Washington in our listening area. And this is done through or given to the East Central Iowa Council of Governments. What is your role with the East Central Iowa Council of Governments? What is your role with the City of Brighton?
The grant is actually given to the City of Brighton. They are the grantee. The East Central Iowa Council of Governments is a regional planning agency that provides planning and technical assistance to city and county governments in a six-county region. And one of the things that we help cities and counties in that region do is leverage additional federal and state dollars. So our role so far has been to assist the city in putting together a competitive application. Putting that application together, now that it's funded, we'll actually administer the program for the city.
What will the grant be going towards?
It's a housing rehabilitation grant, and so the city designated a targeted area within the community of Brighton, and homes that meet the income qualifications first and then other qualifications will be eligible for up to $24,999 in assistance to rehabilitate their home. That's only enough to rehabilitate six homes, but that can still have a significant impact on the community.
And you said that was individually, that's $24,999?
Correct, for the actual repairs and improvements to the home, and there's also an additional $7,500 available for any lead hazard reduction that might have to take place.
And so how does the city determine what homes to either rehabilitate or renovate?
Well, prior to submitting the application to the Iowa Economic Development Authority, the city, again, designated a targeted area and then advertised to homeowners within that targeted area to provide pre-applications, and they received 11 pre-applications, people who said, if this program are available, it's something I'd be interested in participating in. Now that the program's been funded, they'll advertise again for applicants, and the applications will be reviewed on a first-come, first-served basis, first for eligibility, and then the rehabilitation has to be feasible as well, given that there's a limited number of funds available. When we inspect a home and determine the repairs and that need to be made, if that significantly exceeds the $24,999 and other resources aren't available, it may be, unfortunately, impractical to rehabilitate that home. But again, they'll gather a pool of applicants from that target area, and then they'll each go through that process, and they'll be served on a first-come, first-served basis as they are determined to be eligible and practical.
And so what is the impact, the benefit that Brighton will see from this grant?
Well, one is just improving the quality of the existing housing stock, which usually for a community the size of Brighton is one of its greatest assets. So it will improve the quality of existing stock. Also, there's often a ripple effect when the city assists in improving these homes. Oftentimes, other homes in the neighborhood through personal efforts are improved as well.
And is this program, does this usually give out funding every year?
Yeah, the CDBG program is an ongoing program administered by the Iowa Economic Development Authority, and for different projects, different programs, they accept applications on a different basis, but at least once annually. This is one of the programs, by the way, that the Trump administration has targeted for elimination.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with ECCOG Executive Director Doug Elliott. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.